And we're here with Coach Chris Harrington following a 5-1 victory, Memphis City FC over Knoxville Force. Coach, that was awesome. That was so much fun for us. How did it? How was this experience for you?
It was very pleasing. That's the response we needed after Friday. So obviously it's not perfect because that goal at the end dampened the spirits a little bit. But I mean, the response we got after Friday is unbelievable from the players. So a lot of credit goes to them.
Now, we're always involved in chanting, cheering, those kinds of things, you know, and I have to be honest. Sometimes I'm not as tactically aware as I need to be. However, it looks like you made a genius decision to put Santi Moore up higher in the attack tonight. And how did what was the reasoning for that? Because it certainly paid off with him scoring a hat trick.
Yeah, it's just something that we knew Santi had in his locker. He was a little bit more advanced than he usually is today, but I mean, that's the game. You know, you have to try different things to suit your players' needs, and fortunately it worked for us tonight. Santi got his hat-trick.
So we talked about the rigors of playing two games in a 48-hour period. You don't get too much of a breath here, though, as you got to turn around and do it again Thursday, Saturday next week. What's training going to be like this week for Memphis City FC?
We'll have a recovery day tomorrow. The lads that didn't play much will have an intense session, and then we'll kick on from there Tuesday. And Wednesday we'll train before we leave for New Orleans.
We also saw another good performance from keeper Humberto Pelaez tonight, and this back line has really been consistent and seems to be solidifying itself. Talk about your defense a little bit, and the way those guys played for, you mentioned the goal at the end, but really these guys seem to be shutting down everything Knoxville had to offer tonight.
Yeah, well, with Humberto, you know, in my opinion, he's 100% the best goalkeeper in the league. He's the experience he has back there, and just his ability is beyond belief. Young Jack Skyam was great tonight, right back. That's his first game at this level. Didn't flatter him. He was excellent. Barrett Mills, excellent as always. The two lads, Josh and Jerry, you know, you know what you're going to get with that back four. So, very happy with them, and hopefully it continues.
Jack is a UNC commit. He's coming off an ACL injury. Did you see anything tonight that led you to believe he's not 100% healthy?
No, I mean, he's 100% healthy. He's obviously not 100% match fit. That's his first game in a long time. So, you know, the plan was to ease him back into it, but he played so well and he looked physically ready. So, I mean, obviously we kept him on the pitch, but he was excellent today. Very, very good.
Yeah, we were very impressed. He's only, 17, 18 years old, somewhere in there?
Yeah, he's only 18 years old, yeah. So for an 18-year-old and to come out and perform, you know, the good thing about being young is you've nothing to lose. You know, you just go out and play the game. You don't know any nerves. You don't know anything different. So, yeah, him and Hayden, I thought even young Hayden coming on was unlucky not to score. So it was great to get the two young lads into the team, two local Memphis boys. So it was good to get them coming through.
And so we press on from here, but a great 3 points tonight. If we had said, well, we're going to get 3 points out of the weekend, obviously you wanted something more out of that Birmingham game. But good thing is we get Birmingham again and we get them here. But we are looking forward to two matches coming up this week, going to New Orleans on Thursday night and then back here for Nashville. Both those games big for us in the Volunteer Shield, the Supporters Cup, but for you guys, we're talking about something that could make a huge difference in it, kind of make or break weekend as far as the playoffs, right?
Yeah, well, I think even this weekend was, I mean, I wouldn't say make or break, but it was very important to get, you know, obviously the goal was 6 points. Friday was disappointing, but the response today was great. Looking forward to next week. I mean, again, 6 points, you know, it's 6 points up for grabs. We showed tonight what we're capable of when we work hard. You know, we can beat anybody in the league, anybody in the nation. So, you know, we'll go again on Thursday and Saturday looking to get 6 points.
Coach, thank you very much. We are thrilled with the performance tonight out of Memphis City FC. It was so much fun to watch on a hot and humid night in Memphis. Probably not this kind of humidity growing up in Ireland, right?
No, nowhere close. So I feel bad for the lads having to play in this. I mean, I'm sweating coaching, and so I can only imagine how hot they are.
Right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot, and we look forward to the two games this week and going forward. This is certainly a great day for Memphis City FC, 5-1 over Knoxville. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the support. Best fans in the league. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks a million. Thank you.